You know, in a sense, it really sort of is, because we become one with Jesus. The relationship with Jesus is actually often described as marriage, even the fact that in the end, the church is described as, you mentioned, his bride, and we are all believers invited to take part of the wedding supper of the Lamb. Ephesians 5:21-32 actually says, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. Wives, submit to your husbands as to the Lord, for the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is head of the church, his body, of which he is the Savior. Now, as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit to their husbands and everything. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word, and to present her to himself as a radiant church without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless. In the same way, husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. After all, no one ever hated his own body, but feeds, cares for it, just as Christ does the church. For we are members of his body. For this reason, the man will leave his father and mother, be united to his wife, two will become one flesh. This is a profound mystery. So I'm wrapping up with this part here. This is a profound mystery, but I'm talking about Christ in the church. You know, Paul wraps all that up by saying that. And this is a description from the Bible about how close our relationship needs to be to Jesus, that we need to treat him closer than our spouse. Closer. You know, that's that one earthly relationship that is supposed to be the closest one we have. And Jesus is saying, no, no, this goes beyond that. And this is supposed to be closer even than that. So, I mean, like, you know, in a sense, being a Christian is like being married to Jesus.